Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. I'm Ann Ortley, and I am currently riding solo. I believe Heather will be showing up shortly, and Mark is off tonight. So what we do here on Access Astrology is we're three astrologers, right now just one. But what we do is we get together and we talk about what's going on in the heavens above, what the energy feels like, and how you can use it productively. So I'm sitting here with Handsome Riding Shotgun on my bright red desk, and he's purring, so that's always a good sign. When the old guy purrs, we know it's a good day in the heaven above. So what we're in eclipse season. We have it until the end of May, until actually June 8th when we have the new moon. But what we're doing is by eclipse season is we're starting a whole new patch. We're beginning a whole new energy system, and we're beginning to really kind of clear things. You know, we had the finger of God for months and months. Now we're having the eclipses that's just popping stuff right, left, and center. Every time I open my mailbox, there's an email from someone going, ah, I've been eclipsed, you know, or I've had the eclipse. The eclipse has arrived. And I know in my case, last night I was sitting at the desk and I got a call from my co-host on other show I do, Marianne's show, saying her appendix had ruptured. So I was like, wow, appendix ruptured, and that's pretty big. And so it is a lot of change, whether it's a ruptured appendix or a divorce in the case of somebody else or quitting a job or getting a new job in the case of two other people or deciding that you decide you're going to move, you're done, time to go. There's a lot of energy with this about how do we get to the next place. And what eclipses do is they do propel us forward. I always, when I was first studying astrology, I had a Capricorn teacher, Aquarius with Capricorn Mercury, so he was very precise in how he would say it. And he would say, eclipses are like giant boils waiting to pop. And my father was a doctor, and he often told the story of when he was first stationed in ER as an intern. Brand new, you know, really didn't know what he was doing. Graduated medical school. But patient care, a whole new concept. And this guy came in with this huge boil in the back of his neck. And my father's like, okay, I guess it has to be lanced, you know. And he got brought over as the young resident or intern. I guess he was an intern, actually. And he lanced it. But he didn't think to say to the guy, you know, take your shirt off. So the guy was so happy that the pain was gone. My father was, like, appalled at how much stuff came out. And, of course, the shirt was ruined. Eclipses lance the boils in our life. They help us get clear. They help us pop things. They help us wake them up, change them up, shift them. And it's really, that's their purpose. You know, we have a situation that's been building, festering, growing, or perhaps a situation that we didn't really know was going on. And suddenly it comes to light and we see it. And we go, wow, I didn't know that was happening. Or on some level we knew it, but we just kind of reached the end of our rope, or we reached the end of our, I'm going to ignore it, and we have to deal with it. So, or, you know, it just kind of pops out of nowhere, like my co-host's appendix did. When we work with eclipses, we do have to, you know, their astrologers love them on one level because we know it's a busy time, and people really, call and need to talk about what's going on, and, you know, that's what we live for. We love to work with our clients. But it also is, you have to say to them, well, I can't really tell you how it's going to turn out. I can just tell you it's going to be big, and you're going to feel emotional, and you're going to feel like you have to do something right this second. I have to. In fact, the situation's been there for a while. But now there's a sense of urgency. There's a sense of, I have to do this immediately. I have to. And on some level, yes, you do. But on another level, it actually pays to take time and sit and look at the situation and figure out why now, all of a sudden, do you have to do something when you didn't do anything all this other time? Or if it's a new thing you never knew about, you kind of go, okay, I didn't know about it. Now I have to do something. Again, there's a sense of urgency that comes with eclipses that's a little bit overrated. So a lot of times it's like, you know, just sit still, watch what happens, pay attention. You're going to see stuff, you know. Now, the good part about these eclipses is they are in Taurus and Scorpio. So they are going to be clearing you out of some rut. You're going to be popping out of a rut and popping into some other new part of your life. The bad part about these eclipses is they are in Taurus and Scorpio. You might not want to be popped out of your rut. You might be very, very comfortable in that rut. Thank you very much. Leave me alone. I really don't want to give this up. I like my rut. Thank you, please. But the eclipse goes, no, time to move you out of the rut. So the south node is where the rut is in our chart. We all have ruts in our lives, whether it's we always eat the same food, we go to the restaurant, we always order whatever. I mean, I went into my diner the other day and he goes, 1360 York Avenue, apartment 5N, crunchy chicken wrap. And I kind of looked at him and I went, right, because that's what I call it in order a lot. The fact that the guy recognizes my voice, knows my order, that is comforting on some level, but on another level, it's like, man, I must order crunchy chicken a lot. And it's really good, I will add. But it's understanding, and it's a wrap, so it's not a lot of gluten. It's understanding that there's this energy afoot right now where we want to change it up. We just don't want to have crunchy chicken wrap. We want to do something different. We want to do, you know, a new thing. Or we're really tired. We're really tired, and we don't want to do what we've committed to, right? So you said, okay, I'm going to do this, but you're like, I've been running and running and running since the new year started, and I'm just really tired. I want to sit down for a while. All the planets in the heavens are in Taurus right now. You do want to sit down a while. You do not want to necessarily go charging off into the world and do stuff right this second because it might be a little tired, or you might have a little case of spring fever. My assistant Rose is, you know, got senior slump, or not senior slump, senioritis. You know, she's graduating, and she's kind of like, I don't really want to. You know, I got to do papers, but, like, whatever her schedule is for doing papers, not in the mood to keep it. It's understanding that we're not in the mood, or we are in the mood for the new part of our life to start, but we don't necessarily want the old to go away, but we don't really want to hang out with the old right now. So do something new. Go to a new restaurant. Try a different order. Order, I don't know, a cheeseburger instead of crunchy chicken wrap. Change it up. Allow yourself to encourage yourself to change out of the rut, because that's what the eclipse wants to do. It wants to pop us out of the old familiar, the thing we've always done, the thing we've always, you know, we always do it that way, and it wants us to change. Now, on the other hand, because it is an eclipse and because eclipses are oppositions, there's two planets in the sky fighting right now. Mars and Saturn are opposite each other. One was on the moon, one was on the sun. Saturn was on the moon, and Mars was on the sun. This week, they perfect their argument on Wednesday. So this is the image of charging bulls, bulls charging at each other, because both of them are answering to Venus and Taurus, and both of them are very stubborn. So there's quite a few people out there right now having bullfights, essentially, in their lives. The Tauruses are erupting, or the Taurus part of your chart is erupting in a little bit of irritation, anger, or perhaps confusion. I don't know. Pick your adjective. And then the other part of your chart's going, you know what? You can't make me, right? Because Tauruses dig in. If you ever know Tauruses, they can be pretty stubborn. Now, this week on Wednesday, Mercury goes into Taurus for 14 days. Now, I want to remind you, it's only 14 days, 2 weeks, but 2 weeks of digging in. Okay, 2 weeks of being stubborn. We had 67 days of Pisces earlier in the year. So, you know, we had all that water. We were floating around crying all the time. Now, we're going to be stubborn, and we're going to say, you know what, you can't make me. Because Taurus goes, no. You know, I can still remember my brother, who is a Taurus, and we were kids growing up, and I would just kind of look at him and go, why are you being so stubborn? But he's a Taurus. That's what they're supposed to do. They love stubborn. I mean, they like what they like, and they like it the way they like it, and they don't really want it to change. And when you try and change them or pop them out of their thing, they get really nervous. They aren't really sure that they want to do that. They aren't really sure that they like it. And if they don't like it, they don't want to do it, because they know what they like, and they like what they like, and they're happy with it. Now, the good part about Taurus is when they find a new thing that they like, they're actually really happy to do that once you get them harnessed. But the trick this week's going to be harnessing your bull or harnessing your Taurus, and you have to harness it on some level. And if you think about it, like bulls, you know, when they're in the matador fight, they're bullfights. When they're harnessed up, they're oxen. and they do great work. They plow the fields. They carry things. They pull the logs. We stopped at Sturbridge Village recently on a road trip, and the guy had these two oxen. You know, they're very busy little guys, and talked about all the different things that the oxen did in helping them in Sturbridge Village pull logs, pull hay, plow the fields, all the work that the oxen did. So bulls, when harnessed, are incredibly productive. They get stuff accomplished. Bulls, when mad or provoked or irritated, very bad. Not easy energies to work with. They fight. They're stubborn. They dig in. So your job this week is to harness your bull. However you can do that. And if you do that, that will help. Now, I will tell you, the bull's going to be a little hard to harness through Wednesday. And then after that, he'll be cooperative, right? But through Wednesday, the bull's going to be a little mad. He's going to be like, what do you mean you want to harness me? And you want to just kind of know that opposition, which is Mars opposite Saturn, is got a very strong energy around, no, can't make me, don't want to. And it's a good energy because that is, you know, when you think about little kids, that's one of the first words they learn, no. And it's because they're having their Mars return at 2. And they learn they have their own will and they don't have to and you can't make them. Well, you can, but, you know, because you're bigger than them. But, you know, if you allow them to express, no, I don't want carrots. No, I don't want Cheerios. Actually, I don't know a kid alive that doesn't like Cheerios. But they don't want carrots. They don't want peas. Whatever it is, they don't want it. No. And allowing them to express themselves, you know, that's what this week is all about. Learning how to express yourself about what you want to have changed, and learning how to work towards it. Then, as we move later in the week, we get into positive aspects. The Sun comes to trine Pluto later on Wednesday after the Mars Saturn separates. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a little crabby. Then it gets productive towards the back end of the week because the Sun trines Pluto, and then we move forward. Mercury is busy talking to Neptune. Now, he shifts into Taurus on Wednesday, so he moves from being kind of biting and fast-moving and perhaps a little cantankerous in Aries because he's got a sharp tongue into Taurus where he's quiet and he listens and he pays attention and he looks. And he, you know, he kind of watches. Taurus is a watcher. You know, they always have those really big brown cow eyes. They're really beautiful eyes on Tauruses. And with the lovely energy of the Mercury going into Taurus, people are going to be watchful. They're going to be paying attention. Mercury, as it enters Taurus, then has a little bit of a conversation with Neptune on Saturday, which is talking to you a bit about what, through Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, about what your new dream is, about how you want to change or what you would like to change now that you've been harnessed, or perhaps just directing yourself towards good work. And then as we move forward on the weekend, on Cinco de Mayo, which is the 5th, we have Mars trine Pluto, which is a highly productive aspect, and Mercury oppose Saturn, which is also finishing up something and getting it out the door. So Mercury opposite or ending a relationship or ending a situation that you need to change. So the week, the beginning is a little stressful because it feels block, block, block. The ending is very productive if harnessed properly. If not harnessed properly, you can be stubborn and a bit of a, you know, cow chew in the cud. If you find you don't have any energy at all, that's totally fine. Sit and chew your cud. You do not have to do anything this week, because next week, trust me, you're going to be busy because there's an eclipse. This week, it's May Day, it's Beltane, it's the lusty month bay. What Beltane is it's called the cross-quarter day. It's the mark between spring and summer. We're at the halfway mark, halfway to summer. And in the old days, when they had May Day and Beltane were celebrated, people would go out and fool around in the woods. And if you want to see a great quote, look at the lusty month of May in the Camelot movie where they're singing in the fields and throwing her around on, throwing Vanessa around on the blankets and stuff. So the May energy kicks up, right? And it is lusty energy because it's Taurus. Taurus is a lusty sign. The glyph is the sign of the uterus and the fallopian tubes. If you think about it, it looks like a little uterus and fallopian tubes, very sexual. Tauruses like their sex, right? They are very passionate people. So in addition to being stubborn, they're passionate, which is the other positive sign of it, and loyal, very loyal. And so we're all honorary Tauruses right now. because all the planets are in the sign of Taurus, or we're working with Taurus energy because we're all going to want to dig in a little, and we're all going to want to maybe chew our cud. And maybe on a bad day, we're going to want to charge somebody and gore them. Now, I would advise you, if possible, not to gore people that are important to you, you know, because this is also the kind of time when Taurus is in the sky where people hold a grudge. Tauruses hold grudges. They don't forget it's fixed earth, goes in that ground. You go to Gettysburg, those holes are in the ground there. They keep digging them and digging them, and you can see the holes. They don't fill in. Nobody fills them in. So Tauruses do hold grudges. So it's also not a great time to blast somebody with your mouth. Okay, so I would encourage you to be careful around that. And I think I'm doing this show by myself. I know Mark's not coming. I don't think Heather's coming. She hasn't shown up on the wall yet. So anyway, we'll take calls in a couple of seconds and go forward. Let me see what else I want to say. Oh, the beginning of the week is Moon in Capricorn, Monday, Tuesday, which is kind of a working moon, productive, and gets a lot accomplished. The closing energy is a square to Mercury, however. So what can happen is you'll make arrangements or you'll make deals. They may change the form because of the square. It feels like the deal is right when you're making it, but it's going to shift a little because the closing aspect is a square to Mercury. Then when we get to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're working with an Aquarius moon with a closing aspect of a square to Venus. Now, moon square Venus is what makes you feel nurtured is not necessarily what makes you feel loved. Okay? So we're blending the two there. And because the moon's in Aquarius, Aquarius moon's going to detach, and the Venus Taurus is going to go, well, this is what makes me feel loved. And the Aquarius moon might say, well, I don't want to do that. And it's, you know, because they're in an argument, you know, kind of allow people to have their own thing, allow yourself to be undecided, to bounce back and forth between the two, and to say, gee, I don't really know which one I want. I'm up torn, because it is a square. Squares are torn. They feel like little crisscrosses or ladders in the air, in the energy. And then on Friday afternoon, the moon goes into Pisces. It's in Pisces on Saturday, and it's in Pisces on Sunday, till 9 o'clock at night on Eastern time. Closing aspect is a sextile to Venus. So Friday afternoon, all day Saturday and Sunday are very productive. And moon in Pisces, very creative. And moon aspecting, water moon aspecting, earth air, earth energy, all that earth energy, highly, highly fertile. So Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, great time to get a lot of stuff accomplished that is enjoyable and fun to you. So this can be projects, this can be planting your garden, sowing your seeds, doing whatever, but it's an incredibly productive, easy-flowing kind of energy. So encourage yourself. The beginning of the week feels a little stressed, by the end of the week you'll feel better. And then, of course, next week we're heading into that solar eclipse, which is a new moon, but it's also a new moon on the south node. So it's a biggie. So you also can find, because we are in the releasing phases of the eclipse, we had the full moon last week, and now we're in release as we're going on a waning moon towards the new moon. We can be letting stuff go. We can be letting people go. We can be letting Taurus things go, the things that are of value to us. And wherever we have Taurus in our chart is a place where we tend to hang on pretty tight, and we don't like to let go. But we're being asked to change it up now. So change it up. Try it. You might actually like it. You might go, no, I don't. Like tonight, I ordered Chinese food, and I thought, you know, I don't feel like getting up and getting the menu book down. I have a book with menus in it. I'm feeling lazy. I'm just sitting here at the desk writing. Let me just look and see on the internet if they have the restaurants there, and it was. So then I read some of the Yelp reviews. Always a bad idea to read the Yelp reviews. Found out a couple things I didn't really like to know about that restaurant, including that it had a C as a rating, which is very bad in New York City. C's are not good. Most restaurants have A's, and if you have a C, it's, you know, you're kind of thinking what's going on in the kitchen. But they've raised it since they got the C. I didn't know about it when they had it. But one of the reviewers said, oh, this thing is really great. So I ordered it, and I thought, this is really nasty. I do not like this at all. I did change it up. You know, I went off my usual order of shrimp chow fun, which are rice noodles, and went into, I don't know what the heck it was. It wasn't very good, though. So I'm not going to get it, even though somebody said, ah, the best, the best. I'm like, no, not my favorite. But I did try changing. I was thinking about that guy going crunchy chicken wrap to me in my diner. So change it up this week. Try new things, and we'll go forward. So I'm going to take a caller. Okay. And if you've called before, you know, and recently, I actually, what the hell, I'll take your call anyway. Okay. Hi, 202. You're on the air. What's going on? Got a question for you?
Hi, Ann. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be talking to you. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. You are so brilliant. Okay, so my birthday is 3580.
351980. Yep. What time?
Washington, D.C., 1230 a.m.
Washington, D.C., 1230 a.m. Okay. And what's your question?
I guess I don't know if you see anything that stands out to you, but I just feel super Plutonian lately, and I'm just, like, wondering where my light fun side is, you know, feeling very just, like, isolated and, like, just wondering if I'm just going through a period or if I'm shifting personality-wise.
Yeah, got a lot going on for a few reasons. Huh? Yeah, well, let me just confirm, March 5th, 1980 at 1230 in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got a lot going on. And what's your name?
My name's Kay.
Hi, Kay. Okay. So what's happening right now, you know how you have a moon Pluto in your chart, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Libra. And that moon Pluto right now is on your natal Uranus by solar arc. It will be there for another year or so. And what that does is it takes all of the emotional decisions, especially the ones you made when you were about 21, which wasn't that long ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's challenging them, and it's saying, do you still believe that? And with moon, and also your midheaven has arrived on your moon. So it's saying to you, well, what do you really believe? What's really important to you? What's really of enormous value to you? So that's one. The other thing is your progressive moon just went into Capricorn 4 months ago. So that's a huge change. And
right.
It makes you emotionally feel like you're just not in the mood anymore. And you have a high Saturn. It's the highest planet in your chart. It's in Virgo. So Saturn and Virgo is a little bit of a tough taskmaster. So even though you're a Sag rising, you know, and that's a little more optimistic, the Sun in Pisces, you know, you were born on an eclipse too. So being born on an eclipse, there's a deep sensitivity with that Sun in Pisces. So what you're really doing now is there's all this stuff about releasing in your chart, releasing a lot of old beliefs, releasing a lot of old thoughts. You also have solar arc Uranus on your progressed ascendant. Again, release, release. So it can feel very much like you're, like what you always knew you to be is completely gone.
Yeah.
It's all blowing up. And you're like, I don't want that. Blow it up. I don't want that. Blow it up. I don't want that. Blow it up.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Yeah. You're not in the mood to blow up your life. And it's not a bad life, but it's what it's doing is wherever it's not feeling authentic, you're getting rid of it. And so you're not going crazy, but you are having a really big transit, a series of them, and a bunch of arcs. And what arcs do is they just make us, we have to take action. You know, progressions are emotionally, I'm in the mood for a relationship. Oh, maybe I'll go on the internet and date. Arcs are like you're lighting bombs in your life.
Wow.
So you're lighting bombs. And so when you light bombs up, you know, you blow up your life. Now, the question is, are you blowing it up for a vision, or are you just blowing it up because you're stuck? And with your chart, because of the moon Pluto, and whatever happened when you were 21, that can be very fear-based, too. So there can be some fear in there, you know, that closed you down, and now the universe is like, you know what, for us to really get anything done, we're really going to have to blow up everything, because everything that you've constructed since you were 21 doesn't
mm-hmm.
feel like it's right for you. That's what's happening?
It is what's happening. I was relating to the stuff that you were saying earlier just about kind of the stubbornness of the Taurus, and
mm-hmm.
I do. I feel like my habits, everything is being challenged. Like I have to shake things up, you know?
Because
I've
mm-hmm.
just sort of been sleepwalking, probably since 21.
Yes,
so,
yes.
It makes
okay.
sense.
So trust the process. Allow, you know, and now you're having really wicked dreams, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so write the dreams down. You know, get yourself a couple dream books, symbol book by ARAS, A-R-A-S, the Society for Research in Astrological, or not astrological, Archival Symbolism. It's a great book published by the association associated with Jung. Write your dreams down, start paying attention to them, because that's one of the big vehicles the universe is talking to you through. You have the moon Pluto on your Uranus right now in the 12th. And, yeah, you've been sleepwalking, but that's okay. You know, when now you're having a new life coming in, similar to what happened in 2001, which is when you were 21, you're now starting a new 12-year cycle. Mm-hmm. And whatever you've done in that since in those 12 years, now the universe is like, well, that, you know, we're done with that. We let you have that 12 years, but we're going to have to move you forward now. And you are Sag rising. You answer to Jupiter. He's angular right now, so he's like in the mood to kind of shake it up. You also should be pulling in a lot of new people. Are you pulling in a bunch of new people that are part of your new tribe?
Or have you just been kicking old people out?
Hmm?
I probably have to leave the house to do that.
Oh, okay. You would have to leave the house to do that. But are you kicking out people that used to be part of your tribe?
I am, and I don't know if it's me. Like, I don't know. All of a sudden, I feel towards some people this resentment, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't. It's just the weirdest thing, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all because it doesn't even seem warranted or logical. But I am pulling away from people.
Okay, but are they people that you've had relationships with where you're feeling stuck?
They're people that I have relationships with. Stuck? I don't know if I would say stuck.
Well,
maybe.
What are the people you're leaving? What are the ones you're feeling resentful like?
Well, the one of them is she's just very emotional, you know, and it's sort of I'm the advisor kind of person, so I guess okay, now it's making sense in my head. A light bulb. It's sort of like I feel like, you know, I've been giving, and now I'm just exhausted. And you program people, you know, so you can't expect them to be able to all of a sudden be able to listen to you or, you know what I mean, if it hasn't been reciprocal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've always been the one listening. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of are like, you know, they call up and they go, blah, 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 and they talk for an hour, and then they go,
they do.
Okay, so, like, how are you?
Down.
And you're like, fine, I got to hang up now, bye.
Yeah.
Those people.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay.
Literally. And the other thing that I'm noticing, and I really want to get to the bottom of it, and I know it has, that everything has something to do with, you know, us and we create our lives, is people are not keeping, like, appointments with me. Like, it's almost like a joke. So
you mean, like, they make
up
an appointment and then they call and cancel at the last minute?
Yeah, or I'm supposed to meet with a friend, you know, and they don't. The commitment, yeah.
They aren't keeping the commitments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there some part of you that doesn't want to meet with them, or you're not? You kind of thought, well, maybe I didn't really want to, and now they're not showing up.
I don't know. Maybe deep down, if I looked at it, but
okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, I know with me, I'm supposed to be off gluten, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then. And I've also been making noise about going on a diet. So I call and I go, okay, I want onion rings. And the diner does not have onion rings. And I'm like, my assistant actually laughs about it. She goes, they got you again. Or I'll order stuff and they won't deliver it. They won't send I'll order pea soup with extra croutons and they won't send the croutons.
Right.
And she's like, they're just working on you, Ann. You know, like you're being a bad girl in the universe. You're trying to get your gluten by eating those croutons with your pea soup and ha ha. And, you know, and so I'm wondering if you're on some level, there's a part of you that knows you're supposed to break free of them. And so they make the appointment, but then they don't show up. And that gives you time to do something else. What do you do when they don't show up?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, cool. So see, they're giving you free time.
Right.
So maybe it's their, you know, when they don't show up, you're like, oh, good, I get an extra half an hour. I can read a book or I'm not committed. I'm allowed to float. I'm allowed to be spacious.
Like
yeah. Mm-hmm. So think of it as Neptune giving you some spare time. rather than them not keeping their commitments. I mean, everybody's also a little crazy right now.
And but so when does this all, when does things settle a little bit?
It's, you got it for a while. Yeah, you got it for a while. It's a year, easily a good solid year. You're through a chunk of it. You got more to go. You got another, you know, because there's a bunch go. I mean, there's a bunch going on in all different ends of your chart. So it's directional. It's your relationships with others. It's how you're communicating with others. You're just kind of not in the mood. It's, you know, it's so much Uranus all over your chart. It's kind of this desire to run away and join the circus. So, you know, whenever you feel like I want to join the circus, I don't want to do this. That's one of the things you need to release or stop hanging out with. Or just set boundaries. Hard for your chart to set boundaries. You got the Pisces opposite the Saturn-Jupiter, so you kind of feel like you have to save everybody. And, you know, maybe them canceling is them giving you your time back so you don't have to save them or take care of them, you know. And with Jupiter in the 7th, you are supposed to be bringing in new people. So get out of the house and go find new people that you want to play with.
Yes, I would like to play.
Well, that's the chart wants to play more. Progress Sun's about to go into the 5th house, so it's desiring to play more. But maybe not with the people you've been playing with. Yeah. But the breaking free piece is very strong. So you really, whenever you're feeling like, I don't want to do that, just say, can I get back to you on that and let you know? What's the last I can let you know if I can do it? And then they'll say, Tuesday. You say, okay, I'll call you on Tuesday and let you know if I can do it. It's like setting it up
exactly
with
how I feel.
Yeah, set it up with an escape hatch.
Okay.
Or say no to it and say, when's the latest I can let you know? And then they'll give you permission. So.
Yes, that's what I've been doing. Okay, cool.
And you're not crazy.
So
you're really just having a giant revolution in your chart.
Oh, my God. It feels insane.
it is. It's very crazy. I mean, there's like every place I look, there's like explosions going on. So just kind of know.
Creativity,
you know,
I'll say that though.
It is very good for creativity. So that's when they cancel, then you get the free time to do what you want to do.
Right.
So it's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. So have fun with the eclipses.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I will. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And on that, the show is over. So we are going to be moving to Wednesdays because Mark can't do Monday nights. What's today's date? Can't do Mondays anymore. So we're probably moving to Wednesday next week. So we'll let you know. But we're not going to be doing it Mondays at 11 anymore. We're going to be moving to Wednesdays at 11 because he has to get up early to stand on his head on Tuesday morning. It's really hard to get up at 4 in the morning when you go to bed at 11:30 at night. So we're shifting the show time. So anyway, have a great week, folks. And remember, it's going to be a little crazy out there. You can be the cow chewing your cud and watching all the stuff going on. Or you can be the bull charging, or you can be the bull plowing the field and getting your stuff in order. Very productive in all three forms. And have a good one. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. This is Access Astrology signing off, Ann Ortley and Mark and Heather in absentia. Bye-bye.